Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
It is the weekend, 73 and sunny for tomorrow. Not a drop of rain between now and Sunday night. Come on out to the blue-white game. It's going to be a blast. And you must, and I mean you must, stock up. That means that if you're going to stock up, you got to go to Brewers Outlet. I was just in Brewers Outlet 2 weeks ago. Went in there and went to the pickle bar and got the barrel pickles. I went over and picked up some fresh hot roasted peanuts. The choice of beer is unbelievable in there. Unbelievable in there, the choice. Imports, domestics, microbrews. They have the best selection anywhere. You want to make sure you're fully stocked for your tailgate. Maybe you want to be fully stocked for the opening day of fishing season. I don't know. And snacks, soft drinks, pickle bar, everything. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Plenty of parking there as well. Plenty of parking. I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf, with Mr. Herout. Mr. Michaels is in today. Hola, buenos dias.
Guten Tag, as they say.
Yes, there's somebody who gets into the swing of things instead of saying, I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, no, I had to pull out my 8th grade German for that one, buddy.
You did well. Great to have you on board.
By the way, I have a message for you, too, before I forget. Speaking of Brewers Outlet, I spoke to our good friend Corey Fossil this afternoon, who told me to tell you that the pickle bar has been replenished and the peanuts are once again freshly roasted today, just for you.
You got that right, baby. That's exactly right. Fresh, hot roasted peanuts at the pickle bar, replenished, ready. I know I'm ready. And looking forward to a great weekend here. A lot of fun. They're going to do a walkthrough today. They try to treat the blue-white game like game weekend. Because, for example, let's give you the freshman, for example. The freshman, as an example, they haven't been through this before. So they haven't been through, you know, what's it like to go through a walkthrough on Saturday? What's it like to go through a game day and the ride? And they haven't really gone through that. So this is a great situation for them. And it also reminds everyone else what the routine is like. So they will do a walkthrough today. As I mentioned, they've had two practices without pads. You're supposed to have three. Well, this will be the third one today because it's the walkthrough. And looking forward to the scrimmage tomorrow. So what do we have on tap? Terry Smith on the corners today. That's what we have on tap. I had a sit down with Christian Hackenberg, which we will play for you a little bit later in the show. Ross Travis. You'll love this one. Ross has looked at everything and he's decided to opt for the NFL draft. So we'll have Ross Travis.
Good. Good stuff.
So Terry Smith. And I'm not done yet.
It gets better?
You're saying, well, I don't know. I mean, Tony DeFazio is our typical Friday guest talking about the Pittsburgh sports. So, you know, Tony, sit down with Christian Hackenberg, Terry Smith, Ross Travis. Today's lineup. Not bad.
All in a day's work, my friend.
Oh, no. That's why, you know, it's one of the fun areas of the job. The people that we get to talk to, the people we get to present on the air,
I feel, you know, we've had a good week previewing the blue-white game. I think with Josh Gattis and Sean Spencer, who joined us Tuesday, with Ricky Ronnie, who joined us Wednesday, James Franklin on the show yesterday, Terry Smith, Christian Hackenberg today. Now, I mean, I think that's, you know, you're trying to do, give everyone, you know, the best feel for the weekend, the game, how the practices have gone to this point. Now, I'll tell you a quick story, though, about the game. And there's certain things out of the game. So, you know, people ask me, you know, what are you looking for in the game? Well, you know, tomorrow there'll be a kicking competition. And the kicking competition will be place kickers at 4 and then at halftime punters. And some people kidded around about that. Well, I can tell you right now who's not kidding around about it. And that's the coaches and the kickers. Because they have specific marks that they're going to have to hit tomorrow. And I was talking with Brent Pry yesterday, and he said, hey, look, he said, we want to see what these guys do with the curtain up and people in the seats. It's one thing to do it in practice. He said, it's another thing to have to do it when people, you know, where television cameras are on, radio networks on, 70,000 to 80,000 people are in the stands. How are you going to do it? He said, that's part of the evaluation. So they want to see that. So that's one thing. You know, and so that's going to be one part to look at. I think a lot of people are going to look at, obviously, the backup quarterbacks. This is the first extended time anybody's had a chance to see them. And I think people will take a look, obviously, at the offensive line. The biggest part out of all this, don't get anybody hurt. Don't do that. That's the biggest part of it. Don't get hurt. There'll be recruits here tomorrow. Huge crowd would be a big, big plus, and the weather's going to be spectacular. I mean, with parking and admission being free, it's great. But let me just tell you a quick story about the blue-white game and what the blue-white game is and what it isn't. Tomorrow, what it is, especially for probably spots 72 through 82, those last 10 spots, only 82 out of the group tomorrow will be a part of the 105-man roster the first week of January. You're only allowed to bring 105 to camp. That's an NCAA rule. Well, you already know you have 23 coming in, one next month, and then 22 true freshmen coming in at the end of June, so 23. That means there are only 82 spots. There are more than 82 guys on the team. So spots 72 to 82, it will be the last evaluation that they have to make that 105-man roster the first week of August. So that's really important. Now the other side. Jobs are not won in the blue-white game. Jobs are not won in the blue-white game. I'll give you a great example. Pat Devlin, very good quarterback. I think that his transfer out is one of the reasons that Penn State was a 7-6 football team instead of maybe being a 10-3 football team in 2010. I think if Pat's the quarterback, I think they win three more games. I think, because I thought Pat was a really good quarterback. But in 2008, he was going head-to-head with Darrell Clark. Job was open. Anthony Morelli was finished. And so the job's wide open. And Devlin had himself Pat Devlin had an excellent blue-white game. And Darrell Clark had, was okay. There are a lot of people that walked out of there, and justifiably so, because it's the one exposure that you as fans had. So I completely understand why people walked out of there and said, look at Devlin. Wow, look at Devlin. And I was impressed in broadcasting the game. I was impressed with how Pat Devlin handled himself and how well he played with the lights on. He did some really good things in that blue-white game because he was and continues to be a talented quarterback. But I knew he wasn't the number one guy. I pretty much figured maybe after week one who the better quarterback was going to be for what they wanted to do. It was Darrell Clark. And I remember speaking to groups that summer, and I'd get one Pat Devlin question after another, and they said, look, hey guys, Clark's the guy that's going to be the guy here. And they all looked at me like I was insane, and I finally looked at each group at some point and said, look, you have to remember, I saw the other 14 practices. You saw practice 15, and in practice 15, he was really, really good. But the difference is that practice 15 was his best practice. The better guy in the other 14 was Darrell Clark. And that's why you can put some stock in the blue-white game, and that's why I wouldn't put too much stock in the blue-white game. You can put some stock in some things you see, but it's not a be-all, end-all in somebody winning jobs. There were 14 other practices that helped evaluate. Along the way. So that is that's something that what I just gave you is what I would consider to be a perspective piece. And I don't blame any fan that watched that game in 2008. I don't blame him for saying, hey, it definitely looks like the guy, it looks like the guy. I don't blame you for saying that at all. Why? Because that's the one time you saw him. And on that day, Pat Devlin was better than Darrell Clark. Totally understand anybody who walked out of there saying and thinking that. What else were you supposed to think? And the difference is that, fortunate for me in my job, as somebody who had a chance to see the other 14, that's why I walked out with a completely different perspective, and that's because I saw the other ones. Terry Smith, a sit down with Christian Hackenberg, Ross Travis, and Tony DeFazio, all part of today's Kevin Herr Clambake minus Kevin. And minus the clams. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
The best get-togethers start with a trip to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury. Why? Because Brewers Outlet has not only a great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, but also a lot more. Brewers Outlet has water, soda, they roast their peanuts every day, and you can't forget about stopping by the pickle bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and all your favorite snacks. Before you enjoy those special times with family and friends, make your visit first to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury.
Welcome back. Great to have you with us. To the bottom of the hour, we'll hit the news at the bottom of the hour. Next half hour, Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report, and also Greg Pickle from PennLive.com. In the 4:06 half hour, we'll have Terry Smith, defensive backfield coach for Penn State, and also Christian Hackenberg. In the final half hour, Ross Travis on his dream of being in the NFL. He's opted for the NFL draft, and we'll talk to Ross Travis about that. That's all on today's show. Looking forward to it very, very much. Thank you, Mr. Michaels, work very, very hard today. Kevin's on vacation.
Kevin's out baiting his hook.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Everything with him is a holiday. Every time I turn around, it's something else. It's Arbor Day. Got to take the day. It's like, what? We're planting a tree. It'll be great. Oh.
I'm sorry. That's just funny.
What? We went to what? What's it called? The Town Tavern?
Yeah.
Is that where we were?
Yes, 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 yes.
And Kevin and you were just sitting there, just commiserating and the whole thing. And it's, you know, I was kind of wondering what you lads were talking about.
At one point in time, I think it was how bad the Phillies were going to be, if I remember correctly.
Oh, that's just a constant whine. They moved Ryan Howard down to seventh last night, and they batted Darren Ruff eighth. They still lost the game. What is it? I mean, it doesn't matter. After a while, it doesn't matter. I mean, just not that good. Did you see what the Cubs did today? Now, they're talking about Chris Bryant, of course, you know, playing today.
Yeah, they brought him up, and he was hitting fourth, right?
Yeah, he's hitting cleanup. But you notice who was hitting eighth?
No, I didn't.
And people didn't notice this because of the Bryant thing. Guy hitting eighth was the pitcher Jason Hamill. Herrera's hitting ninth. Well, it turned out that in the game, Hamill doubled, and Herrera knocked him in.
Yeah,
that Joe Madden's a genius compared to the guy you got.
Well, that doesn't take a whole lot, you know. I mean,
golly.
All kidding aside, you know, I mean,
he has his pitcher hitting eighth. And yeah. It paid off. How about that?
Yeah. How about that?
Yeah. Maybe you want it. Maybe. How about when Cole Hamels, who's actually a very good hitter?
Yeah.
Why don't you hit him in the cleanup spot, and hit your guy ninth, Howard? I mean, all of you seem to hate him.
Well, I don't necessarily hate him. I think we way overpaid for him because he had a good
$23 million. It's too much. It's too much. By the way, if you're wondering about Bryant so far is 0-2, and he has struck out twice. Uh oh. Send him back. He's got Ryan Howard disease.
I never knew there was such a thing until just now.
Yes, we did. Next half hour, Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report. We'll talk with Antoine. And also Greg Pickle of Penn Lines at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street at Sunbury. As I've been told, the peanuts were freshly roasted and hot today. The pickle bar has been restocked. And better yet, the selection of beer, imports, domestics, and microbrews, better than ever. Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Stock up now. I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio. 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, K Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Tony DeFazio and Greg Pickle next half hour. Terry Smith, Christian Hackenberg, and Ross Travis to follow.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to be with you in the Sunbury Motor Studio on this Friday. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Today's show, as every Friday, brought to you by our great friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. Been with us since day one. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection anywhere. Pickle bar, roast their peanuts hot and fresh every day. Soft drink snacks. It's one-stop beverage shopping. It is Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Greg Pickle coming up in a few moments. Greg, of course, now with PennLive.com. And let's bring in Greg now. Greg, look at the matchup, offensive line. defensive line. What are some of your thoughts on that going into tomorrow's scrimmage?
Me about this year's blue-white game is this Penn State defensive line, I think they have a two deep that can go against anybody in the Big Ten Conference. So when you look at the offensive line that Penn State's going to put out there in different spurts and different combinations and packages and whatnot this Saturday, I think you're going to see a lot of guys that are able to go against legitimate two deep competition. That's going to help Chance Sorrell and Paris Palmer, both of which are battling for that tackle job. That's going to help all of these guys, because a lot of years what you end up seeing is once the first team defensive line goes, the rest of the offensive line, whoever the second and third string guys, don't get that competition that's even close to a Big Ten level like they might, you know, in the fall or whenever, you know, they eventually get on the field a year or two down the road. But all these guys are going to see that this year, because that defensive line really is a two deep of Big Ten talented guys. So I think, you know, maybe for the first time in a while, the offensive line and defensive line is going to be a matchup worth watching this year.
And that defensive front, they might be able to go 10 guys in a rotation. I mean, that's how deep they can be up front with that defensive line.
Yeah, it's more than just a two deep, and I think that, you know, when you look at that unit, it's certainly one of the better ones that, that we've seen this spring. I mean, the positivity surrounding Carl Nassib and Garrett Sickles at defensive end to replace C.J. Olaney and Deion Barnes, you know, that those are two guys that I don't think we necessarily knew were going to come out of the spring on top, maybe Nassib, right. But Sickles has certainly seemed to take a big step forward. And then you look at the other guys there, I mean, there's competition behind, you know, for those rotation snaps you talk about, when you have the 8 to 10 guys in the rotation every you know game, there's competition for those spots. There's not always that. There's not always that in every program, but Penn State has it.
Also, the backup quarterbacks.
Right.
I assume you'll take a good long look at them.
Yeah, absolutely. Trace McSorley is a guy that we've seen throw in practice. You know, he's a kid that, you know, Penn State staff was very high on from his time in Virginia. He was a four-year starter, multiple-time state champion. He's a kid that, you know, I think that a lot of people looked at and said, why do they like this guy so much? But I think he has a lot of the tools that they want in the quarterback. He's a legitimate threat with his feet. He has a strong arm, as from what we've seen so far. We'll get a chance to look at that tomorrow. I'm interested in his arm strength and his mechanics, really, tomorrow, because we haven't seen too much of that in the practices we've been able to see. And then when you look at Tommy Stevens, he's a kid that, you know, his biggest knock to date has been arm strength. And I think that, you know, obviously he's going to have time to get into the strength program here, and he has plenty of time to bulk up, and that will help his arm strength. We're not going to see it, obviously, this spring or in this weekend. But I'm really interested to see what he's capable of, what his pocket awareness and pocket presence is like. And they're definitely two guys worth watching as well.
The recruiting end of it. How extensive will this weekend be?
Extensive in the sense that there will be a lot of numbers here. There's quite a few top targets that they were hoping to get on campus that just aren't going to make it. You know, guys had – it's a tough weekend. It is really not a good weekend for a spring game from a recruiting perspective. You have spring games at Notre Dame and Virginia and four or five in the SEC. You have ACT testing, which a lot of kids are taking. You have 7-on-7s up and down the East Coast, a Rivals camp on Saturday, and Nike camp on Sunday in New Jersey and Virginia. So there's a lot going on that detracts from kids coming to spring games. And they're tough. They're sometimes tough to convince kids to come to anyway, because there's a lot of kids to come. You know, Penn State's going to have a whole bunch of kids on campus tomorrow. And for the top targets, they want to come and meet with the coaches and have the time for one-on-one chats and be able to see the academic stuff and maybe extended academic stuff than they've ever seen. And you don't get a chance to do that for a spring game, for the blue-white game, you know, matter where you're at. And 9 times out of 10, especially with a 4 o'clock kick, you could maybe come early and do it, or maybe stay overnight and do it on Sunday, but it makes it tough. So it's definitely maybe not as big of a weekend in terms of big names coming, but there's a couple. You know, Kalik Hudson's a safety out of McKeesport, kid that plays running back and safety out there. He pretty much plays wherever they need him. He's a big name coming to campus. And you have some other guys as well that certainly, you know, Penn State's been angling to get back on campus.
And will the group that just signed, there's still 23 of them that haven't come on campus yet, will they be a part of the weekend as well? Will they be up here?
The 2015 kids?
Yeah, the 2015 kids of February.
Yeah, so there'll be one taking his official visit, Kevin Givens from Altoona, because
right.
He flipped so late, he
yes.
will be taking his official visit this weekend, which is the second year in a row, because Torrance Brown and Christian Campbell, the two Alabama kids, had to do that in the 2014 cycle because of how late they signed. So he'll be up here. I think you'll probably see almost all of those guys. I had like 21 or 23 that were going to come. So, I mean, it's pretty much close to all of them. There might be a couple that can't make it, but for the most part, all those guys will be here.
James Franklin always likes to put pressure on his kickers because he wants them to perform with pressure on them. People said, oh, there's a kicking competition. This kicking competition for the coaches is serious business.
Yeah.
Before the game and the punting competition at halftime. How will you view that, Greg?
I think, first I want to see, obviously how they're going to do it. I think, from listening to James Franklin speak the last couple weeks, they're going to script it out. So I think we're going to see, they're going to pick a couple different spots on the field, blow the whistle. They have to get there. I don't know what time they'll have to get it off. I'm assuming it won't be long, though, but there's going to be a time element to it. I mean, it's consistency. I think that, we've heard it time and time again, whether it was from Sam Ficken the last 3 years or, James Franklin and Charles Huff when he's spoken about what they're looking for in the replacement for Sam Ficken. It comes down to consistency. Leg strength is important. They have some guys that can boom it. Joey Julius can boom it. Tyler Davis supposedly can boom it. A couple other guys. So they have guys that can make your 40 and 50 yard kicks, but they have to be consistent. They have to be accurate. So I think that's the thing to watch for tomorrow.
I mentioned earlier, what you might watch for. You talked about offensive line versus the depth up front. We talked about backup quarterbacks. What else falls on your list?
Yeah, there's a couple of things. I want to watch the corners, namely Grant Haley. We saw him a lot in special teams roles last year. He got a little bit of time on defense. I want to see what he looks like. Again, I'm interested to see how this is going to play out because the blue team and the white team don't have even numbers like they did a year ago. So I don't know what matchups we're going to see, but I'm interested to see what he looks like. A couple guys behind him, the Daquan Worleys and the Amani Oyewari guy at safety, Christian Campbell. Those younger defensive backs, I think that's maybe the biggest strength of this Penn State team. It's the fact that it has such depth in the secondary, but we haven't seen too many of those guys because of how good the starting four were and the couple that they rotated in last year. So I'll be interested to see those guys and what they can do tomorrow. And then the running backs as well. Akil Lynch is going to be the guy, but we've seen, you look back at John Donovan's time at Vanderbilt, and he liked having one guy that got the ball the most, but there were usually three or four guys that carried the ball 40, 50, 60 times a year. And Penn State, if they can do that this year, you look at last year with before Zach got hurt and Bill Belton and Akil, there was a combination in the mix of guys. And now, obviously those two guys are gone, and it's just Akil. Someone or someones have to step up and fill that, that spell role, those 40, 50 carries a year, three, four, five, six carries a game. And we don't know, we know a lot about those guys, but we don't. We know Mark Allen's a shifty, speedy guy. He's a little bit on the smaller side. We know Nick Scott is more of your traditional, go right ahead guy. And then Jonathan Thomas is a guy, that James has said has been limited, so we haven't seen too much of him, but he can do a little bit of both. So it'll be interesting to see, what those guys are able to do tomorrow.
That's Greg Pickle of PennLive.com joining us on the show. We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Featuring the year's best deals on new and certified pre-owned Lincolns at Sunbury Motors Lincoln in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. Isn't it time you reward yourself with the best of American luxury? Sunbury Motors Lincoln is making that American luxury affordable with big discounts and no-interest finance deals. Celebration savings of over $4,600 on a new Lincoln MKC all-wheel drive and take advantage of 0% for 48 months. Celebration savings of $5,000 on a new Lincoln MKS and take advantage of 0% for 72 months. Buy a certified pre-owned 2013 Lincoln MKZ Hybrid with only 29,000 miles for only $26,493. And during this month-long celebration, take advantage of 1.9% for 72 months. It's a month-long celebration at your home for American luxury, Sunbury Motors Lincoln in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. Check out our inventory right now at sunburymotors.com. Financing with approved credit. All rebates to dealers. See dealer for complete details.
The best get-togethers start with a trip to the Beverage Supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury. Why? Because Brewers Outlet has not only a great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, but also a lot more. Brewers Outlet has water, soda, they roast their peanuts every day, and you can't forget about stopping by the Pickle Bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and all your favorite snacks. Before you enjoy those special times with family and friends, make your visit first to the Beverage Supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury.
There's something like watching Kevin dance to this. Little Phil Collins and Kevin Herr.
Thank goodness his replacement doesn't have to dance to this.
Oh, you're lighting your feet. Come on. What are you talking about?
You obviously had the wrong guy at the party the other week then.
Kevin went to Arthur Murray Dance School, and they gave everybody nicknames. You know what his was?
I'm sitting down, buddy.
Limping Ox. No. So now, Cindy, and I can't remember where Cindy calls us from. Right now, she is so mad at me. Don't put Kevin down. Come on, it was a good joke. Come on. We're just kidding here. Jeez. Having a good time. Yeah, we got to have some fun in life, right? And tomorrow will be fun. And you know what's going to make it even... you want to increase the level of fun?
Sunny
Let's
and
go to Brewers 70, Outlet.
Sunny and yeah, 73 sunny, helps too.
Yeah, you got that right. And why don't you improve it by going to Brewers Outlet tonight and stocking up for it? Soft drinks, snacks, the best selection of beer, imports, domestics, microbrews, pickle bar, by the way, as you told me, fully restocked.
How could we forget the pickle bar?
And they roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And when I was there 2 weeks ago, I stopped at the pickle bar and I picked up a bag of fresh hot roasted peanuts. It was good.
And what is your favorite kind of pickle, if I could ask?
The barrel one. Barrel, oh, yeah. And also just barrel and dill are the two favorite ones. Very basic, very good, very me. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Next half hour, Terry Smith. Terry in charge of the corners for the Nittany Lions. I'll have had a chance to sit down on Wednesday night with Christian Hackenberg. We'll play that back for you. Final half hour, Ross Travis pursuing a dream that's a little bit different than you would have thought. After playing 4 years of Penn State basketball, Ross Travis wants to be the next Julius Thomas, Jimmy Graham, and Antonio Gates. Basketball player turned football player. He's opted for the NFL draft. We will talk to Ross Travis about that in the final half hour of the show today. I think that ought to get you ready for the weekend.
I think that's great. And I think it's great for him, too.
I you know what? It's going to be interesting to find out why he decided to go this route, because he made the decision quickly. And to find out why he wanted to go this direction after playing 4 years of college basketball. Cubs now lead the Padres 4-2. That game is in the bottom half of the fifth inning. This is the day where Chris Bryant's making his debut with the Little Bears. And so far he is 0-for-3, and he has struck out 3 times.
Pretty impressive Major League debut, huh?
Well,
you know the funny thing about that, Steve? And I get that Major League Baseball is nothing more than a business, okay? But you know,
all it is.
Don't you think it's funny? And again, like I said, I get it. But you know, to send a kid back down to the minors, because if you bring him up on April the 17th, they don't count it as a year of service. That's kind of crazy.
You know what? This is not uncommon though. When did Mike Trout come up? When did Bryce Harper come up? When did Gregory Polanco come up? All have the same pattern. Yet I think because it's the Cubs and because there's more of a desperation to win and they're aching so much for a guy like this, I think a bigger deal was made of it. Now, if I'm running the club, would I have started him out opening day? Yes, I would have. Because I'm also of this theory. How do I know how he's going to be when he's 28 or 29? I don't know. Do any of you know how he's going to be when he's 28 or 29? Does he suffer an injury? Does he not adjust? Or is he awesome? He could be awesome at 28 or 29. Thus, I lose the gamble. But if I thought he was one of my best nine guys coming out of spring training, I play him on opening day, and I don't sit there and worry about 12 days.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's me. Theo Epstein has much more experience in this, and he's done this before. And again, in the game, I mentioned Mike Trout, Bryce Harper, Gregory Polanco. They all fell into the same category, and all three organizations, the Angels, Nationals, and Pirates, all waited and then brought him up. The difference is that there's not the desperation that the Cubs have. By the way, speaking of the Pirates, this is the 60th anniversary of Roberto Clemente's Major League debut.
1955.
Yep, 60th anniversary. Great, great player. One of the top 10 outfielders probably in the history of the game. And then some Pirate fans will say, what do you mean top 10? He's probably top 3 or 4. Excuse me. I mean, you know, who are you going to replace? Mays, Aaron, or Ruth?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I haven't even gotten to DiMaggio and Williams yet.
Or Mantle, or...
Right.
Yeah.
Okay? I mean, he's one of the top 10. Now, where he fits in the top 10 is your personal opinion. If he's 1, he's 1. If he's 8, he's 8. If he's 3, he's 3. You know, everyone has their own different list. He was a spectacular player in so many ways. A great arm. Could hit to all fields. Covered a lot of ground. I mean, there are very few arms in baseball better or maybe better defensively in right field than Roberto Clemente. And obviously was a great hitter. Great gap power. Great humanitarian. And that's how he lost his life, being a humanitarian. Taking supplies on New Year's Eve to Nicaragua and the plane went down. Never found him. But Roberto, and you know, the guy, brilliant the way he ran the bases. He was just a great all-around five-tool ball player. When we talk about the five-tool ball players, Roberto Clemente was a true and absolute five-tool ball player. .300 exactly in his career. He doubled off John Matlack for his 3,000th and final Major League regular season hit.
Wow.
Now, they were in the postseason hits don't count.
No, not in the statistics, but they don't.
No. And what I, you know, when I look at what I found interesting, because there's a love for Clemente, there's no question about that in Pittsburgh. There's a love for him, which is great. But one thing that did strike me is that when the Pirates were in their lean years, and the lean years lasted for 20 lean years. You saw more Clemente jerseys at the ballpark than anything else. Now, what I'm about to say, please understand this with all due respect to the legacy of Roberto Clemente. But I found that to be sad. And here's the reason why I found it to be sad. You're trying to sell your current ball club. What was sad is they didn't have stars that people wanted to buy the jerseys of. Now, it's become different. How many 22s are being worn now? How many 6s are being worn? 25s.
Mm-hmm.
Five now, Josh Harrison. Obviously, Neil Walker has a lot of people wearing 18s. So, you know, so that's changed because the ball club has changed. But I remember thinking to myself, you know, I saw so many people wearing 21s during the lean years. And I understood it, but I found it sad because it meant they weren't developing their own stars. And the other interesting part was all these people that were wearing them never saw Clemente play once in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, it may be the 60th anniversary of his first game, but he also hasn't played... Also had not played any game now in 42 years. So, next half hour, Terry Smith will also have a sit-down
with Christian Hackenberg. And in the final half hour, Ross Travis. Today's show being brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection of beer. Make sure you have it for your tailgate tomorrow at Beaver Stadium. Soft drink snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar is second to none, all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Stock up tonight. I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Terry Smith, Christian Hackenberg, and Ross Travis all next hour here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.